Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views.
Welcome to News and Views. I'm your host, Rob Schofield. State health officials have spent weeks urging North Carolinians to be prepared to take the COVID-19 vaccine. But with the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines in incredibly short supply nationwide, health officials are also urging patients. Large vaccination events helped get more shots into arms over the past week, but they've also left some counties without vaccines and hospitals canceling scheduled appointments. On Tuesday, State Health and Human Services Secretary Dr. Mandy Cohen met with the media to explain the vaccine shift and provide greater certainty moving forward.
After the federal government put all states on notice that future vaccine allocations would be based on how much supply our state had on hand, we charged our vaccine providers with exhausting North Carolina's supply of first doses, and our partners stepped up. Hospitals, local health department, and other vaccine providers worked as one team, Team Vaccine, on the shared goal. Together, they got 95% of first doses into the arms of North Carolinians across the state, an incredible achievement that demonstrates to the federal government that North Carolina is ready to take on more vaccine, and we need those additional vaccines now. Now that providers have cleared the backlog, this coming week is going to feel like a big change. First, the state only gets 120,000 new first doses from the federal government each week. That's much less than the nearly 260,000 first doses they just gave in the past week. And this coming week, a large number of doses are committed to large-scale events planned several weeks back when we were addressing that backlog in vaccines. So this week is going to feel particularly tight, with many providers getting small or no allocations. But we know that our providers need as much stability as we can give them in what is a very unstable environment. We've communicated with all vaccine providers, outlining a process for allocations for the coming weeks to ensure more transparency and certainty now that the state has largely exhausted the backlog of that vaccine supply. There are some things we cannot control. First, there is very limited supply of vaccine coming into our state. Second, we have very little advance notice. The federal government allocates and ships vaccine to North Carolina on a weekly basis without advance certainty of supply. Third, providers are given a 48-hour window on when even vaccine supplies are going to arrive, making it hard to plan clinics and schedule events. But here's what we can control. Starting with this week's allocation, North Carolina will reserve 84,000 doses of our weekly 120,000 allocation of first doses from the federal government for our local vaccine providers. Providers will be given a baseline amount of first doses that they can expect for the next 3 weeks. Vaccines will be allocated to each county based on population and then divided among the county's providers based on their vaccine capacity. The remaining 36,000 doses will go towards balancing vaccine distribution across our counties after our big push to clear that backlog. We'll also work with local partners to increase access for historically marginalized populations with a focus on achieving racial and ethnic equitable access to this vaccine.
More than 633,000 people have gotten their first dose of the COVID vaccine from North Carolina providers, and another 97,000 individuals have gotten both of the required doses. But if you weren't among that fortunate group, or perhaps you were trying to book an appointment for an elderly parent, Secretary Cohen acknowledges it's been a challenging rollout. Her department is working to help local officials better understand the time frame of when each federal shipment arrives, and often there's very limited notice.
Part of our guidance really is about getting on this operational cadence or timing so that we know when a shipment comes, they plan their first dose vaccine clinics to get those out as quickly as possible. And then it means likely Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, as we wait for the next shipment, they're probably not doing first doses. They're doing maybe second doses for folks at that time. So I think it's first an operational tempo and pace that we're working on with folks that help them get that out. We have surveyed all of our partners to understand their capacity. They'll have a certain max capacity, right? Because last week we got out 200 160,000 doses. So we know we have that capacity, but that was heroic kinds of capacity. And I'm so grateful for that incredible push. But we are going to be at a lower rate of vaccinations as we go forward here with a limited supply, even if we get a 10% or a 20% bump up from the federal government. That's going to be nowhere near 260,000 first doses in a week. We are going to see folks be below their ultimate capacity when we give them their allocation this week. But that's why we want them to be at the ready. I want to make sure that we are going to be ready to say to the federal government, yes, we can take this right now today and we can get it out quickly. So I think we're working through all of those details and again, trying to give folks as much operational guidance and best practices. And we're all learning this together as we go. I think we are learning the best practices directly from our providers that are working through this on the ground. I think it's been an incredibly collaborative process. The last thing I'll mention is about the fact that if folks can't use it, there is a process to transfer vaccines. And we've seen a lot of that in the last week. And I want to thank folks for being such collaborative partners that if you can't ramp up for this week, let's get it to a provider who can. We've had transfers of more than 100,000 vaccines from one provider to another in order to get it out within that same week. And that is always going to be a part of the strategy, is to make sure we can match vaccine with the partners who can get it out in that quick and equitable manner.
North Carolina was initially focused on getting the vaccine out in all 100 counties, but now the state will focus on the speed in which it can distribute the vaccine.
We are making our strongest statement to the federal government that we can take on more vaccine and we need more vaccine. We have heard good news on this front. I think we're starting to hear that there may be some additional vaccine in our future. We hope in the coming weeks there may be the opportunity for more vaccine. That's why I want all of our providers to be at the ready to turn that capacity back up if we are to get more vaccine. Again, that's why we're going to need multiple strategies here to deploy pretty quickly, because we get that short notice of, hey, we might just be told at the last minute, you're going to get an extra, even 2,000 doses. We need to make sure we're ready to take those doses and get them out as quickly as possible to the people of North Carolina. I think that's the partnership that we're working with all of our local partners, emergency management and others, so that we can be ready to be good partners with the federal government.
Late Tuesday, the Biden administration outlined efforts to boost vaccine supply to the states over the next 3 weeks. The president and his team are also working to purchase an additional 100 million doses of both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, with the hope these additions can be delivered later this summer. The hustle to vaccinate as many people as possible comes as COVID-19 has claimed more than 2,000 lives in North Carolina just since the 1st of January. Health officials are also extremely worried about the new coronavirus variant that's been detected in our state and that appears to be more easily transmissible. Again, here's Secretary Mandy Cohen.
With all the attention we've been putting on vaccines, we cannot lose sight of the fact that this pandemic is still spreading disease across our state. This past weekend, we reported the first known case of COVID-19 variant called B117, which was first detected in the United Kingdom. Early data suggests that this variant may be more contagious, and that's very worrisome. My directive remains in place. Please stay home. Only leave home for essential activities like work, school, or to meet healthcare needs. If you must leave home or be with people who you don't live with, wear a mask all the time. Stay at least 6 feet apart and wash your hands often. Keep doing those 3 W's and staying home so we can slow this virus down.
North Carolina is currently providing vaccinations to healthcare workers and long-term care staff and residents, along with those 65 years or older, regardless of health status or living situation. To learn where you fall in the vaccine queue, visit findmygroup.nc.gov. That's findmygroup.nc.gov. Coming up next, a special extended conversation on climate change with state climatologist Dr. Kathy Dello. Stay with us.